Welcome everybody to another Funded Trader of TraderPool. Today, Edwin is with me, a new Funded Trader, $80,000 of buying power he traded. How are you doing, Edwin? Thanks for coming to this interview.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Maybe before we share your journey within TraderPool, tell us a little bit about your trading style and how you got into trading in general.
Of course. So my trading actually started about a year back in April, and it's close to 2 years now. And it came up like out of nowhere. It's like I saw my dad, he was actually the one who got started way before than I did. Yeah, so it's very interesting. Like I kind of looked into it, kind of researching what it was, and then it slowly like I found like a mentor, and then I kind of paid him to teach me how to like teach me everything, because my dad would turn a totally different thing. It was like more futures related.
Okay.
I got into more stocks.
Wow. So he's trading today? He's also trading?
Yeah, he's still trading to this day.
Wow, amazing. Futures mostly, or mixing it with stocks or options?
More futures, yeah.
And he's also doing prop firms, or?
Yeah, he's progressing slowly as well.
Nice. Very interesting. So, you know, I can understand you got to the point you want to jump in as you saw your father is progressing, but what got you into stocks and not going into futures?
So I was kind of like, I saw a few videos that interested me, and they were mainly doing more stocks. And that's what I first got introduced to.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know anything about like anything else like futures or like Forex, other things, sort of things like that. And I just kind of delved more into stocks.
You got it. And did you trade on your own capital as well, or you started with us?
So I started just kind of doing like, you know, the free platforms, kind of like trading paper money.
Yeah.
Yeah, just until I saved up for my own capital. And then eventually I found you guys where I was able to save up more money.
Yeah, makes sense. Obviously, I'm biased, but, you know, you paid $300 for the $80,000 buying power, it makes more sense to do that than putting it in a broker account, no doubt. Alrighty, so let's dive into your trading, talk a little bit about that. I mean, you're kind of fresh in the world of trading. How do you start? You had your mentor, as you mentioned. Did you take whatever he taught you and started to implement that?
Yeah, he actually has like a whole book where he teaches us, and he taught a lot of like different traders, and they all come from that same book, but they all have different styles of trading, just like more personalized for them, but they all come from that same book. And then we all trade like very same, but very differently, just kind of like different time zones and like things like that. Just
what's the name of the guy?
So his name, he's actually retired right now. I'm not sure if he wants me to mention his name.
Okay.
Their company name is Live Traders.
Live Traders. Okay, good. So nice work there. I got you into the funded phase. I'm going to share my screen and show the guys at home how it looks like. Basically, the hub, every trader gets his own dashboard so you can see the progress and your stats. So this is how it looks like for Edwin. And basically, traded the $80,000 of buying power. You need to reach a certain goal, a profit target. You have max loss, daily pause, and some risk parameters you need to stay within. On the stats that we're looking at, and also your chart is interesting, 28% success rate, which is fairly low, but on the risk-reward ratio, you did very nicely, 4.2. So let's go over a little bit about the trades that you made. First of all, you can easily see that you traded many trades, right? You have enough trades here, and you started this evaluation on January 6th. So roughly a month and a half. Can you share a little bit about your trading style here? Because we do see a lot of losing trades, and from time to time those winners, but the winners are better like on the risk reward. And this is why you ended up with a profit.
Yeah, of course. So when I first started my 20K, so I've actually only did like a month of it. And then I had left for a vacation. So I had like taken a huge, massive month break, which is like usually a big thing for newer traders, taking a big time break off like that. So in the beginning, it was more of like for this new 80K, it was like journaling every single day, kind of seeing what kind of mistakes I have made, because more like the older habits that started creeping in, like I needed to change that. I need to keep like let's say I wasn't like sizing correctly, or like I wasn't aiming for a correct target, things like that.
Yeah,
I was making like little mistakes, and I had to consistently be changing it for this February and last month, January as well. And what mainly like helped me a lot is just kind of like consistently gaining satisfaction through building good habits. So like mainly focus on like just trading and just like journaling a lot.
Yeah, you did say two important things. One is the fact that whenever you take time out of the market, right, you go to vacation, maybe you're sick, whatever it is, you know, the return to the market, it's kind of hard because you need to get used to the market again. It's always, I remember, this is why whenever I'm in vacation, even till this day, I always take my laptop and trade just to keep my eyes, you know, with the beat of the market. So this is something that it's hard to do when you go on vacation or stuff, you know, just to keep your eyes fresh. And the second thing, as you mentioned, is journaling, right? Do you use any platform like TraderSync, TraderView?
So I use a different company. They're called TradeZilla.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. And they've helped me a lot to organize kind of like seeing different stats and different insights, like numbers and stuff like that.
Yeah, totally important to use this trading journal, any type. You know, I used to use Excel sheet, right?
Yeah,
but definitely. Yeah, super old school in that case. But definitely with those companies today, you can easily track your stats and really understand where is your edge, how you can find the point where you say to yourself, okay, this is the best version of me. I need to continue to trade exactly the same way. And of course, fix what's not working well. Let's talk, going back again to your dashboard, let's talk a little bit about your chart here. You had a lot of ups and downs until you find this bottom in here, and then you found your rhythm. Tell me a little bit about the change, right? The shift here.
Yeah, of course. So like, let's say the first piece, like the first half of it, it was mainly me making a lot of mistakes. Like it was like mental stuff, like all of the old habits kind of creeping in. And then it's just me kind of generally making improvements and refinements. I knew what I had to do. I just needed to change that mistake and then keep improving. And then that's like the second piece. It was like, okay, I know what I'm doing. And then we just consistently just focus on trading and just build good habits and then just keep improving and then making refinements.
Nice. Very nice. I'm going to ask you, Edwin, a tough question about your success rate, okay? So, you know, going into the funded phase now, how do you plan or are you going to try and change or increase the success rate? For example, if you want to push it by 5% more, what are the things or the order you need to do in order to do that, to increase?
I noticed I was over trading just a bit. And so I think focusing more on like higher quality trades, just taking less and less trades.
Yeah.
And then maybe sticking to like just one strategy from like my playbooks, like the way that I trade, I believe certainly increased the success rate.
Yeah, 100%. I do see, I mean, it's been like a month and a half, but still, I'm guessing we can skip a few of those trades and, you know, try to focus really on, like you said, the A+. You are trading large caps, so that's great. Lots of activity, volatility, and volume. This is something that you started with as well, like trading large caps from the get-go, because I know you are young, so I know a lot of the guys are looking for small caps at the beginning.
Yeah, of course. The way that they actually taught us in live traders is that they taught us to look for things like make huge gaps and have a lot of volatility in the markets. And those are the types of stocks that I normally trade.
Yeah, amazing. I guess before we finish here, you mentioned earlier that you traded the mini buying power before, the $20,000 buying power.
Yeah.
And you failed that, you know, terminated the account, and then you tried the super and passed it. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about the differences? I mean, what was the main thing that got you to the funded phase?
So the main difference is I knew I could do it. Just I took some time off, like, okay, I know, like, I just need a journal. I just need to keep making refinements, keep creating good habits, and just gaining satisfaction through those habits, and then just keep going, and eventually it'll just come. Just trade, focus on trading. I have this saying, it's like, a lot of soccer players just focus on playing. They don't focus on, like, the money part and, like, things like that. They focus on practicing.
Yeah.
Like looking back at videotape, what could they improve? Things like that. Yeah.
100%. And you did it very nicely. How was the feeling when you saw that you reached the profit and you reached the funded?
On that last trade, I was just very like rigidity, very like, okay, it's about to hit target, you know. Like I normally don't have like end goal, like let's say a target, you say. It's yeah, I just hit my 2-1 and then I'm done. But that last trade, it was like, whoa, okay, very exciting.
This is it. Yeah, amazing. All righty, Edwin, it was a pleasure. Thanks so much for all the knowledge you shared. For guys at home that want to check us out, go to traderpool.com. And hopefully, Edwin, we will have another interview maybe in the future after you get a few payouts out.
Yeah,
Sounds good.
sounds good.
Okay, thanks so much. Take care for now. Bye, guys.